with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. I'm happy to welcome Larry Goldsmith to Joy on Paper. Let's talk about your book, Beshert.
How are you this morning?
Okay, fine. And your book is Beshert, a particularly important word to me. I've used it all my life. And your book is also very timely because, you know, the world doesn't change very much, does it?
No, it doesn't. You know, we had, in my novel, we have a conflict with issues with Russia, and here today we have issues with Russia and human rights.
It's so sometimes overwhelming to think about it. First of all, that there's another war in Europe. How can there be another war in Europe? It doesn't make sense when you think about it. At one point, as a matter of fact, I was really happy that Russia was not on the main burner. I was so tired of books about Russia over and over. And then we landed up with books about other countries, but always in the background, Russia, Russia, Russia. And it doesn't change.
And Beshert is a story that starts in the late 1960s. You know, there's the Vietnam War protests in the streets. There's the sexual revolution in the air. And here, my main character, Michael, 27-year-old criminal attorney, falls in love with a Hasidic world-famous rabbi. The chances of that are one in a million. And then it goes to a courtroom battle where Michael is trying to save his rabbi father-in-law from going to jail for the rest of his life.
I found fascinating. Of course, it starts off right in a very important time in America, a time that people will remember so they can relate to it. Of course, that's Woodstock. Follows from there your character, your main character, who, as you said, falls in love and has a unique relationship, let's say, with a girl from a religious family. From your point of view, I thought that was a great starting point.
Thank you.
When you started writing about this story, as a lawyer, as a person interested in the conflicts of between Russia, America, and of course everything to do with Israel, how did the story idea come to you?
Okay, so I was listening to, it started off where I was listening to one of the songs on the radio from back from the Woodstock era. And I thought to myself, how many children were probably born during, of the people who attended the concert? And then I started thinking about what went on in that time and period. You know, the Vietnam War, the sexual revolution. And then I remember that it was a time when all the people in Russia wanted religious freedom, and the government wasn't allowing it. And there was protests in the streets here in America to try to get those people out. And the Nixon administration was trying to oblige the Russian government into putting down the protests and allowing them to have free trade without tariffs. And a famous guy named Scoop Jackson, who you might remember, was in these protests. And I just developed a love story, a romantic love story, where Michael marries this religious girl and then has to fight a corrupt prosecutor working for the Nixon administration in order to save his father-in-law's life. And depending upon what happens, millions of people in the Soviet Union will either get out of their country or be allowed out of their country or not.
You know, for people at the time, it was so crazy when you think about it. All of the Jews who were in Russia and just being held there. And we had to go through the insanity of getting them out, sometimes one by one. And I still, looking back at it, I remember in Shul, I remember everybody's talking about getting them out. It took so long. I still can't believe that it took so long.
We had to force the Soviet Union to give them exit visas. For instance, one of the characters in my story is a true person. One of my friends, his uncle was a Soviet general, and he was thrown into jail for months at a time because he wanted religious freedom and to go and to get out. Eventually, he was allowed out, but he had to divorce his wife, and he was told he would never be allowed to see his children again. Others were beaten. They lost their jobs. They had no way of supporting their families, all because they wanted religious freedom. And I try to bring that out in the book.
Well, you do. And then, of course, there's a trial, and there's... Explain for my listeners who don't understand, really, what people had to go through and what... when I think of it today, but even today, I mean, there are people in Russia who can't get out. The whole thing is, sometimes you feel like the world is just upside down.
The Soviet Union at that time did not want to allow people who had any type of knowledge to leave their country for religious freedom, and they didn't allow them to have religious freedom in their own country. So if you wanted to go and pray, you could lose your job, you could lose your apartment. If you were in school, they could expel you from the school. You could lose everything that you held precious in the world. And in times, they even had thugs who would go around to beat up these people, get them in line so that they wouldn't be religious. And a lot of these individuals stood up to the thugs. They sacrificed everything they had in the world because they wanted to get out of the Soviet Union.
You know, as you said, you knew of people who went through this. For me, also, because I lived in Israel for a while, I remember when Jews from the Soviet Union started coming in, it was just so amazing that it happened finally.
Oh, yeah. And they had nowhere else to go. If it wasn't for the Jewish community around the world providing money, they would have been destitute refugees without a place or a home to go to.
I spent a lot of my youth, I think, going around with a pushke, collecting money, you know, to get people out of Russia.
And what I tried to do was, I tried to do it as a compelling courtroom battle where the witnesses would come on and testify as to what happened to them. And I tried to bring real life issues and real life feeling into the courtroom based on being an expert witness at trials and corrupt attorneys that I have met with or been in courtrooms against. And I try to give everyone a good feeling of what it's really like in a courtroom battle.
Well, you definitely do that. The courtroom scenes are great. Well, as a matter of fact, and I like the opening of the book. I want to go back to that in a minute because, you know, as I said, you know, your main character, Michael, is a complex character because he's going to Woodstock and he's older than most of the kids there, I think. But I thought it was an interesting opening. I think it really set the tone of what was going to happen in the story later on. Explain the word beshert.
Okay, beshert has two meanings, and I think I try to use both of them for this novel. One is it means your soulmate, the person God wanted you to be with for the rest of your life. The other meaning is fate, and something happens because it's meant to be. So Michael meets Shira, and it's fate that they become soulmates, because later Michael's needed to save her father's life.
One of the things with me and Joy on Paper, I consider authors golden thread in my life. Something does connect me to them. And in this case, the word beshert is a word that has always meant so much to me. And it really, in both senses, with my husband and with the idea that things are sometimes meant to be. And so I enjoyed beshert. I think it's a fine book. You know, Michael's a complex character. I want to tell people that sometimes you don't, you know, as you say, it was meant to be that he would eventually be there for a very important case in his life and in the life of really the Jewish people. And I think you did a terrific job with the book.
Thank you. If anyone's interested in buying a copy, they could go to LarryGoldsmithAuthor.com.
Okay. Well, Larry, thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper today.
Thank you for having me.
I really think that there's a lot to be learned from this book, and I love a book that puts things into historical context, and certainly you have done that about getting Jewish people out of the Soviet Union. Thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper today. Larry Goldsmith, people can go to your website and find your book, and it's online, and it's a fine book, Larry.
Be well.
You too.
Thank you.
Whoa, he's a nice guy. And Woodstock brings back a lot of memories for people who were there, and I'm sure that anybody who was there in the late 60s and experienced some of the things that his main character, Michael, goes through will find it fascinating. Okay. Bye-bye.